He's like, oh, how you doing? Three,
two, one.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the Mother's Day edition. My name is Matt. I'm here with Andy. Tam is in Vegas disappointing his mother.
Here, Mom, I got you a souvenir from the gift shop.
He's in another fighting game tournament.
Card fighting game tournament or something like that?
Yeah, it's a card fighting
game. He's in 16th place as of a couple hours ago, I know that. He barely squeaked in, so I think his goal of being number one.
Yeah. If he wins the whole thing, he gets immortalized as a card in the game. Don't know if that's gonna happen.
Hey, like I hope he goes, but if he's 16th, he's got a lot of work to go. He's got a big ladder to climb.
Mm-hmm. He does have a ladder to climb.
So hopefully, I didn't see Abby in it, so I think she got knocked out.
Oh, that's right. She was going too, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was talking mad shit to Tam later on.
Yeah, she probably got knocked out.
Yeah, let's see here.
Wouldn't it be funny if, like, you and I went and we won the whole thing?
I've never played this game before, guys.
Wow.
Win through pure frustration. Yeah. Be like, okay, so what do I do next? Just win by just frustrating the hell out of people.
Wow, Tam, you worked really hard on this. And
we just won our way through frustration. I see no females.
Sneaky, yum. Damn.
Dude, I hate sneaky sneezes where they just come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, how you doing? Oh, I'm so sorry. So how's your week been?
It was good. I wouldn't say anything. It was particularly exciting.
Just a week?
Yeah. I did get all... So, like, in Overwatch, you can do the arcade where it's, like, you know, random heroes, 1v1, mystery duel, stuff like that. And for every 3 wins, you get a loot box.
Ooh.
And then each week you can get 3 of those. So if you get 9 wins, you get a loot box. This week I finally got all of them.
Nice. Anything cool? Any mercy stuff?
I honestly have most of the mercy stuff I want because I don't really like a lot of her attires. So I bought I have the amber one, which I like, and it's just like an uncommon one or whatever. The one I like the most is her summer games attire, but I doubt I'm ever going to get that. So,
I like D.Va. There's a D.Va one where she looks like a watermelon.
A watermelon?
I like that one.
I know there's one where she looks like a bee.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't see that one.
Beva.
Beva.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, yeah, I played a lot of Overwatch. I've been playing all arcades, so I haven't really played anything, like, quote-unquote competitive. Mm. First of all, I can't even play competitive yet, because you have to be level 25.
Dude, I've been playing, a long time. Like, I've had the game for, I don't know, 6 months or so. I'm not even close to competitive.
Really?
Yeah. I'm, like, level 12.
I have been making sure to play at least one win a day, because then you get, a lot of experience for your first win of the day.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Sometimes it comes much quicker than other days.
Dude, that's why I stopped. There was a chunk of time where I stopped playing a lot because I couldn't play the matchmaking because every time I would just get my shit just pushed in. Like, my team just sucked.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, this isn't fun losing all the time.
Yeah. So I played some quick play last night and played as Mercy. I could say I kicked some ass.
It has. I saw your Facebook thing.
Yeah, 11,000 HP healed. That's insane. Took 40%, somewhere around there, of the team's damage.
Oh, Jesus.
So people were out to get me. and I still had 5 eliminations, too.
Jesus.
But
Her pistol's really good.
It is. You just have to hit with it, because they're projectiles. They're not, like, hit scan.
Yeah.
So,
but,
like,
yeah, her pistol's pretty good.
Yeah, so they have, like, travel time that you have to take into account. Yeah, but my team's doing a good job of keeping me alive.
That's good.
Yeah, there was one round where they didn't really do a good job. The round we lost, they didn't really keep me alive. And then they're all like, I need healing, I need healing. I'm like, well, fuck, if I'm dead, there's only so much healing I can give you.
I saw, like, a pie chart on Imgur Reddit, and it was like, when I'm the healer, and it was like breakdowns. It was like, why I haven't healed you, and it was like, I can't heal through walls. A certain percentage was spite. One was like, I'm dead, I'm healing the tank. It was good shit.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of ran into a little bit of all that, especially during that round. Because we had a Genji, and I know Genji is the, like, stereotypical always yelling, I need healing. So it was like a stereotypical Genji player. Because they kept, you know, Genji's a flanker, so he kind of runs behind and stuff like that. But then he's way off, like, with the other team, like, the enemy team. And he's like, I need healing. I'm like, dude, yeah, I'm like, not, I'm all the way the fuck back here.
Maybe you come back and I heal you.
Yeah, I was like, come back a little bit. I'll heal you. You can go back in. And tell you what, I'll even come a little ways over there, but I'm not going behind the enemy line with you. Like, unless you really think you can keep me alive against six people. Yeah.
I've been playing a lot of Doom since that was on 10. That was for 10 months.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it looks so good. I can run everything on like maxed out, and I'm getting like 60 frames per second.
Nice.
It's so fucking beautiful.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's fun. God, it's fun. It's still one of my like top 10 games. Yeah. It's so fucking good. And it runs so well on PC. Like, it's just crazy how good it runs.
Yeah, I want to play it, but I'm in one of those situations where I've got like 1,000 games I want to play.
I know, yeah. Now I have Alan Wake and Deus Ex, and like I want to play them, but I'm like, I want to finish Doom first. And there's so many games that I haven't even touched on Steam. It's gotten so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, same here. There are so many games I haven't touched.
Dude, the Steam summer sale, I guess, starts next month, like June 24th, I think it starts.
Oh, perfect. It always happens, like, right around my birthday. And so I can always be like, hey, it's my birthday. You want to give me some Steam games?
Summer sale!
One time,
I always try to find the weirdest fucking games to give you on your birthday or Christmas.
I know. I get a lot of weird games every time there's a sale. One year I got my whole fucking wish list bought.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was just like, hey, this is my wish list. And then, like, I didn't really think people were gonna buy my wish list, but they did. Granted, there was like 6 games on there. They weren't super expensive, but still.
That's cool.
I was like, fuck.
Awesome. I think the coolest thing I got off my wish list was from you. You bought me the expansion for that Planetary Annihilation, which was awesome. It was surprising as shit.
I wish I could keep track of, like, I wish Steam would be like, you were gifted this game by.
Oh, that would be
cool. Yeah, because it doesn't really remind you. So.
Yeah. That would be really
sometimes
cool.
Sometimes I try and remember, like, oh, someone gave me this game. Who was it? And I'm like, I don't fucking know, man.
That's awesome. Have you played with Skyler yet on Overwatch?
No.
No.
He's on quite a bit, though.
No. I feel like he's a level above us.
He's probably super good, and he's going to get all mad and call us scrubs.
Just to hear Skyler yell again would be nice.
Yeah. As long as I can hear his voice, I don't care what he's saying.
That's okay, Skyler. I am a bitch.
So what are you doing for Mother's Day?
You know, I was really hoping it could just be like my immediate family, so like the four of us. But no, we're having like the large fucking family get together of like 20 something people.
Ugh.
And I just, my family's so loud and just it's so tiresome.
I know, right? I feel the same exact
and
way.
I just wanted to just hang out, but no, now I have to talk to like 18 different people today.
That sucks.
Yeah, so that's a blast.
Well, as far as today's concerned, I don't have to do dick. My mom's in New York.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and she won't be back till late tonight.
Nice. Is she just vacation or work or
vacation?
Vacation. Nice.
Yeah, she's with a couple of her sisters and my sister.
Wow, that'll be fun.
Yeah, in New York. So I got her some flowers. They're waiting on a vase.
Nice. We can't have flowers in my apartment. The cats fucking eat them.
The nice thing about it is I was like, well, she's in New York. And then I was also like, but I'm at the store now. And so I got some flowers that hadn't bloomed yet.
Oh, that's perfect. That's a great idea.
So I put them in a vase and they look like late last night that they had bloomed.
Nice.
Fully.
Oh, that'll be cool.
So they're ready to go. Uh-huh. And then I got her $50 to a spa.
Oh, shit. She'll love that.
Yeah.
I got my mom a gift card to Dress Barn. I don't know what to get my mom, so I just ask my sister. Whatever she gives me, I'm like, all right, that's cool.
I always get my mom a gift card to Carrabba's because she loves that place. Mm,
that's a good idea.
But, like, you can only do that so many times in a row.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So.
People out there, three-hit combo, what is it, podcast? Three-hit combo podcast at Gmail?
Yeah, three-hit combo podcast at gmail.com.
Let us know what you're doing for your moms.
And send us her nudes.
Yeah, but not... I guess if you got your mom's nudes, but then we'll question it a little bit. That's a little weird, but I mean, we're bound to protect them, so.
Yeah.
I saw King Arthur yesterday.
Did you?
It's a very 6 out of 10 movie. If you like a Guy Ritchie who did Sherlock Holmes and Man from U.N.C.L.E., if you like Guy Ritchie movies, you'll enjoy it. And the soundtrack is awesome, but otherwise, it's a very... Yeah. It's a very main movie.
Speaking of movies, did you see Guardians 2?
I've seen it twice.
Seen it twice?
Yes, it's so good.
I've just seen it once.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Dude, it was hilarious. It's probably one of the funnier movies I've seen in a long time.
I liked how much screen time Michael Rooker got.
Yeah! Yeah, really Yondu is badass.
Yeah, it was sweet.
I don't care. I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
That was probably one of the best lines in that movie. Dude, and to this day, that opening for that movie, that opening scene was so fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. It was probably one of the better openings I've seen.
Yeah. I'm glad, I guess spoiler alert, but I don't think we're going to talk about it very long. But I'm glad that at the very end of the movie, like after the credits, they showed a teenage Groot.
Yeah.
Because like for the third movie, I would rather just have adult Groot again.
That'd be cool, yeah. Or, I'll take a teenager.
Because I got enough of baby Groot.
Yeah. Dude, I had the feels when they were, like, dunking him with alcohol and, like, yelling at him and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, baby Groot, you're going to be okay? It's going to be okay, dude.
Yeah.
But it was a very good movie.
I love that one guy that helped Groot find the fin.
Oh, that's his brother. That's the director's brother.
Is that the director's brother?
That is the director's brother. He also... That actor also is the motion capture for Rocket.
Nice. I loved how, first of all, I just liked his character to begin with, but I liked when he was telling Yondu, he's like, sir, I didn't want to do a mutiny.
I love when he's showing Nebula the ship and she goes in that huge long spiel. He's like, oh, I was thinking like a necklace or something pretty, make all the other girls jealous.
Nice hat, maybe, make them all go, ooh, look at that.
Yeah. Oh, that he was one of the more standout characters in that movie was him. Mm-hmm. I liked him a lot. But yeah, that's the director's brother. Nice. Did you also notice the director's cameo in the movie?
Fuck no. I don't even know what he looks like.
When Yondu was mass murdering people. And, when it was showing all the close-ups of the like the eyes, people getting murdered, he was like the last person they close-upped on.
Oh, but nice.
I like directors when they make cameos. It's always fun. I'm like, ah!
I really like the Stan Lee cameo in this one.
Yeah! It also possibly confirmed he's a Watcher.
Yeah, the Watchers were cool.
Yeah.
I liked seeing the Watchers.
When they first popped up, I'm like, this is the dudes from Green Lantern. Oh, wrong. Wrong one.
Someone was like, do they have the rights to those? I'm like, oh, fuck, I guess. They're in the movie. Watcher?
Yeah, I don't know. Who are they, like, directly related to,
comic-wise? I don't remember. Yeah. They thought, like, someone else had the rights. I don't know.
Are they
X-Men? Who the fuck has the rights to the Watchers?
I know, yeah.
Like
Marvel
does,
I guess.
Yeah, there's some company that's like, yeah, we got Wolverine, we got Spider-Man, we got Batman, and the Watchers.
We're holding on to them. They're our ticket. But yeah, that was a cool one. Do you notice that the very first, when they were doing the huge amount of jumps through the planets, the very first one was Planet Hulk?
No.
Yeah. It was like two Hulk-looking-esque things fighting.
If
you watch it again, you'll be like, oh, shit, that's Planet Hulk. But yeah, the second time around, like the first time when they went through, I was like, that looked like Planet Hulk. And then the second time around, I was like, that is Planet Hulk.
I can't believe we saw Howard the Duck twice.
I know. I was pretty excited. That was awesome.
And what did he say? Something like, what'd you go, duck?
Yeah, something you don't like, go. Yeah, he had like a that. Fucking creepy line.
God, he's creepy.
But yeah, like, I thought that was fun. I was like, all right, Howard the Duck's back.
Yeah.
All right. Ready to do gaming?
Yeah. Yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
Gaming.
Gaming news so great, you'll be coming back for more.
I need it.
This is gaming news.
So Andy and I were talking about this before the podcast. Alan Wake's music license is expiring soon.
Which, you don't hear that a lot of times.
No, you do not.
Yeah. And do you have the specific music license that it's expiring for, or the artist?
Because
I wanted to look this up. I was super curious because I was like, this does not happen often.
No.
Okay, if you can't find it, it's Roy Orbison who did the Pretty Woman song. That Pretty Woman. It's that artist.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I don't know if it's the Pretty Woman song exactly, but it's that artist.
That's crazy. Let's see. Making it $3. Is Alan Wake worth $3?
All the reviews say it's really good. Like, all the Steam reviews give it all positives. And I was like, for $4, you can get everything. Like, the DLC, the, like, mini expansion pack they put out.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, for $4, it can't be... I'll give it a try. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, all the reviews I've read, like, they say it's very positive, so...
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll just buy it then.
Yeah. It's $4.
Yeah, I know. All right. Steam says users request nearly 50,000 Steam refunds per day.
50,000. Jesus. I mean, the library that Steam has, though, is utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, and the user base.
Yeah, and the user base, and, like, just the amount of games. And I bet, I wonder, I would be interested to see how many of them are Greenlight projects.
Probably quite a few.
Yeah.
According to a report from GameIndustry.biz, which sounds fake, but I checked it out. Steam refunds, the requests are now up to 49,199 per day, compared to 16,535 for everything else.
Jesus. That is ridiculous.
The system has been around since 2015. There haven't been many complaints on the Steam refund process, apparently.
I liked it.
Not that I know of, yeah.
When the one time I did it, it was easy.
It seems reasonable to me.
Yeah.
You know, within
2 hours.
2 hours.
And was it 2 hours?
And I think like, there's like 1 month since you purchased it or something.
There's that stipulation too.
But I'm even aware of people that, you know, have played almost like 3 hours and they're still like, okay, we'll refund it. I'm pretty sure Stefan did that once.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he did that for Rainbow Six Siege.
Really?
Because it was on Steam, and he played. Oh God, what is it? There's like a version that.
Oh, the starter one.
Yeah, starter version. Yeah, like so, like he bought that on Steam, and I do the same. Whatever, but he played it. I think he played more than 2 hours, but then on like CD keys, the full version for Uplay was pretty cheap. So he got a refund on that and then bought the full version.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is CD keys one of, I mean, that's where I got Doom from, or that's where we got Doom from, but is that one of those like G2A kind of like, not quite, not the validity of these CD keys are,
You know, I'm not sure. Yeah. I just know I've heard of the website a lot.
Yeah.
So it seems like a lot of people use it. So,
and, I mean, I never see.
I noticed on my bank statement that it doesn't say like, oh, you spent $10 at CD keys. It's like $10 and it's like some dude's name. So we're like straight to some dude and not a company. So
I don't know. I noticed that the CD key for Doom I got was in German.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I mean, numbers are numbers, but all the like wording around it was German. Like, huh. Okay, all right. But I got the American version when I put it in Steam, so.
I know Green Man Gaming. That's a good website.
That is, yeah. I know Green Man Gaming's a legit one.
That's where I got Shadow of War Legendary Diamond Edition, whatever they're calling it. The second highest one, because the highest one has, like, a physical case and CD.
See, I don't know.
That's where I got it for $28 off.
Nice.
Normally $100. I got it for $80.
Nice.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Shadow of War is now down to 99 days until release.
I'll have to watch you play it a little bit.
I'm going to try and get a week off at work.
Oh, around then. You're going to pull an Andy with Fallout.
Yeah. For multiple reasons. One, right about then is when I'm going to have enough PTO for a week off.
All right.
And two,
isn't PTO just amazing?
Yeah.
It's like, amazing. I love the world of PTO.
I wish I got more of it. It seems like every paycheck is, like, trickling in.
No, yeah.
Can I have more, please? More. Two, I just want a goddamn vacation. And three, Shadow of War. So, we'll see what happens. I have to, within, like, the mid-June, put in for it. I don't know. I have to put in, like...
When is your guy's peak period? Like, busy period? Do you have one?
The...
Like, I guess...
Christmas.
Christmas. Holidays. That makes sense. Okay, I didn't think about
that. But we have other, like, we have other peaks, like Memorial Day, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, Labor Day, 4th of July.
But are those just, like, little peaks, like, a couple days here and there, like a week before or something kind of thing?
Maybe about a week or two.
Week or two.
Whereas the holidays is more like 2 months.
A chunk.
Yeah. Because then you got all the sales, and then the next month you got all the returns. Yeah. But August kind of fits right in there because it's after the 4th of July, kind of well after the 4th of July because, that's on July 4th.
Yeah.
I didn't have to explain that. I don't know why I explained that. Well after the 4th of July, so most of the refund series will be over, but it's also a little bit before Labor Day, so it should nestle right into that point where I can get a decent amount of time off.
Dude, I wish more big games would release in summer. That's like the perfect release schedule. It's hot as shit outside. I don't want to go outside.
Yeah.
Fucking give me a huge game. Like Shadow of War. That's absolutely perfect. I think I might... I don't know. I waited for like the...
Don't say you might wait. Andy, you need to buy it right now.
I'm gonna get it.
Give me your wallet.
No. It's in the car. I enjoyed the hell out of Shadow of Mordor. Like, I'm gonna get Shadow of War. It's just, I might wait for the, like, collector's edition. Game of the Year or whatever edition.
I was watching, some sort of video where, WB actually, was cracked down on by some sort of consumer rights thing because they were paying for good reviews and not being transparent about it for Shadow of Mordor. Oh, and man. I was sitting here going like, you guys didn't have to pay for good reviews.
Yeah, it was
because the game was just good.
Yeah. That's crazy to think that the developer of that game are the guys that did Fear.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like that is two very broad genres away from each other. But damn, yeah, Shadow of Mordor was good. I think I've played it maybe like a total of 3 or 4 times. I know I've completed it 3 times.
So... I haven't had to use this on the podcast yet, but I got a mechanical keyboard.
Oh.
So I have to Google something. So
here we go.
Everyone's going to hear it.
listen to that. All mechanical. Every click, you feel it and hear it.
you know what's weird is like this thing, this... keyboard I got, I didn't even think about it, but it doesn't have a number pad.
I noticed that when I started the computer for you like a couple weeks ago or something. I was over there. Oh, I was putting the mic stand over there and I was like, there's no number pad on that.
It's weird. Like, you don't miss it as much as you would think. Because I only use it really when...
Man, I have to have a number pad. I love
calculating.
It. Yeah, I guess I'm so used to having a number pad from work.
Yeah.
Because I use, that's probably like the main part of the keyboard I use the most.
Yeah. And so like, I don't miss it as much as I thought I would, but like when I do need it, you kind of miss it. But I don't know. I mean, I still have my old keyboard, so if for some reason I'm playing a game where I need to bind a lot of numbers,
that makes
I just
sense.
Switch it out. All right. Injustice 2 has 3 DLC characters confirmed.
3 DLC. Darkseid's a pre-order one, right?
Darkseid's a pre-order.
Okay.
3 DLC. They said they're going to release a total of 9 DLC characters, and the first 3 have already been confirmed.
You know, I don't have a guess. They grasp for, I guess they're not grasping, but they reach out there in the DC lore for characters.
So. Well, and they kind of have to, because the Injustice storyline has been going on, I think at the time of Injustice 2, it's been like 7 years.
Jesus. All right.
And a lot of people are dead.
Yeah. All right. Who you got?
Well, I just want to throw this out there. You might be able to guess this one. One of these is a guest character from Mortal Kombat.
Sub-Zero.
Yep.
Ah, nice. What was it? It was Scorpion. Scorpion was in the last one. All right. Yeah. Sub-Zero. That's cool.
Sub-Zero. Right. Starfire.
Ooh, okay.
And Red Hood.
All right. Those are 2 good ones. All right. I like Starfire. It's adult Starfire, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
I kind of wish... Fuck, I mean, I wish Red Hood was actually in the story, because they make a couple references in Injustice 1 and 2 about Jason Todd. Just stuff like, I know the Joker says something like, something about killing him. Damian says something to Bruce about you couldn't keep Jason alive or something. And you could have the Red Hood being like, guess what? Pow, 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 pow.
Dude, did you play Arkham Knight?
No.
All right, well, that game's been out long enough. But yeah. Jason Todd's the bad guy in that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a cool twist. I was like, oh, shit. He's Arkham Knight. And then that boss battle was really weak.
Oh, what do we got here? Treyarch is remastering 8 classic zombie maps for Black Ops 3.
Cool.
So.
That's cool.
I saw this funny thing on Twitter where this guy was like, so Black Ops 3, you could play as a female in World War 2. And people were like, that's not historically accurate, like freaking out about it. And then there was this one guy specifically who's going off about it. And then someone just screenshotted a tweet of his where he quoted zombie mode is coming back for Black Ops or whatever, or no, for World War 2, whichever one that is. And he was like, oh, I can't wait to play the zombie mode. You can't wait to play the zombie mode, but you're getting triggered over women, and it's a video game. Who the fuck cares?
I know, especially Black Ops, which is like a super futuristic game. I mean, the zombie mode, yeah, was older in that, but who the fuck cares?
There was a Blizzard released an Overwatch patch recently.
Who are these patches? All is this like a bigger than usual patch?
Well, Genji and Hanzo had their climbing abilities buffed. So they can immediately attack after their climb.
Fuck. That is not a cool buff.
Hanzo got a 10% increased charge speed to his bow.
Oh, fuck.
Apparently now if you charge your bow and you hold the button while you're climbing, you can have it immediately still charged when you...
Oh, shit.
Get off the wall. Reaper now reloads when using his Wraith form.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Alright.
Orisa had her fusion driver damage reduced by 15%. Her protective barrier cooled down to 8 seconds. Soldier 76 had his bullet damage decreased from 20 to 19.
Oh, that's
very
sucks.
Specific.
I always felt like Soldier 76 could have dealt a little more damage. For the amount of bullets in his clip, I felt like he always could have dealt just a little more.
Yeah. And Reinhardt's Earth Shatter ultimate is a little less powerful.
That's good. That thing has fucked me up on so many occasions.
Mainly, they nerfed its ability vertically.
I've seen a lot of GIFs of people like on top of a bus that get fucked by it.
Yeah.
All right. Dude, that Hanzo and Genji thing is no bueno. The amount of times I've watched someone from up high just climb and just destroy me. is not fun. All right, that's I guess a significant patch. Then they did some good update into that.
So a player spent a decade polishing an epic theme park and roller coaster, Tycoon 2.
I love the people that put time into like those theme parks. They're so good.
The park for users, I Am Prime, has 34 roller coasters, 255 attractions and shops, nearly 8,000 guests. To date, the park's monorail has been ridden by 1 million different imaginary humans.
Jesus.
Also, the giant cube-like warehouse on this map is actually an indoor roller coaster.
Oh, Jesus.
In recent years, old-school fans of Roller Coaster Tycoon have been using tools like OpenRCT2 to mod the game, fix bugs, and expand the game's bizarre creations.
Huh. I really enjoyed the first Roller Coaster Tycoon. I have it on iPad, too. It's a blast.
You're able to create your parks in full HD now.
Ooh. Ooh. Did you know that... did you ever play Warcraft 3?
No, I did not.
Warcraft 3 is in 4K now. Blizzard updated it where you can play it in 4K.
That's funny. All right, Andy, you ready for technology news?
Si bueno.
From analog to digital to repulsor ray, tech so new, Tony Stark would be proud. Here comes technology news on 3Hit Combo.
So did you hear about the massive hack
this week? That is a big hack. Like, huge.
Hackers behind massive ransomware attack have made an embarrassingly small amount of money.
Wait, are we talking about the hospital ones?
I mean, this one also attacked hospitals. It wasn't specifically for hospitals.
But this is the European one?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But, cool. I mean, it showed up in hospitals.
Gotcha, all right.
It caused chaos in hospitals, manufacturing shutdowns, headaches for Microsoft, overtime for cybersecurity professionals. The hackers responsible for the attack made relatively little in the way of profits.
Really? Does it have a dollar? How do they measure that? Like,
probably, I mean, if someone paid, they can tell you what they paid.
I guess, but... All right, anyways, continue.
According to an analysis by respected security researcher Brian Krebs, the hackers have thus far only pulled in about $26,000 for perpetrating what is believed to be one of the largest ransomware attacks in history.
They'll find them.
The initial charge to unlock users' data was a reasonable $300. The hacker would have to get a payout from a lot of victims to hit the Bitcoin dollar figure that some were initially predicting. I guess you have to have a certain amount to withdraw. Krebs notes that hackers may have other Bitcoin addresses that researchers are unaware of, but there's no evidence of that at this time. What's interesting is that figure divided by 100 payments comes out to $261.84. Unless some other factors evolve, it would appear that the criminals are cutting some people a deal.
I wonder if they're getting desperate, like, this isn't working as well as we thought it would.
The page that appears on victim screens offer a way for them to contact the hackers, so maybe they were negotiating.
Well, that seems dumb to have a contact me. They probably thought it through, but...
But whatever. Did you hear about the guy that stopped it?
No.
Oh, my God. This is a good story.
Oh, okay.
A young man in the UK, going by the name Malware Tech, stumbled on a kill switch that briefly stopped the spread of the ransomware. The hackers have updated the malware, and it's back in action. What happened was he saw that it was referencing a domain name, just a bunch of random letters .com.
Right.
So he registered it. Because it wasn't registered. He spent $10.60. He registered the domain name and he forwarded it to what they call a sinkhole, where it drops like these malware attacks and analyzes them. And that fucking stopped the attack.
That's awesome.
They even said at the time, they're like, well, I mean, they could change it. But for now,
that's clever.
That was hilarious.
For 11 bucks.
Yeah, but basically 11 bucks to stop this thing.
What a bro. What a bro. That's so cool.
Anti-vaxxers are responsible for a Minnesota measles outbreak. The problem with that is a lot of Somalian, not Syrian, but Somalian. Yep, Somali immigrants A lot of anti-vaxxers are getting to the small immigrants saying, hey, you don't want to do this. Well, so they don't, and now there's a measles outbreak. You got to remember, sometimes some people aren't able to be vaccinated. So that's why you need herd immunity. Anti-vaccine activists have been holding one-on-ones with families.
Dude, that's some cult shit. That's fucked up, man.
According to the World Health Organization, vaccines avert between 2 and 3 million deaths annually.
Annually?
Did I say like annually?
It sort of sounded like it.
3 million deaths annually.
Annually.
The spring of 2015 saw the first death from measles in the United States in 12 years.
That's crazy.
Great. Just willing to be stupid.
I know. Dumb shit.
A deer was caught gnawing on human remains.
It's metal.
So deer are generally considered to be one of the most benign creatures of the forest. New research shows there's a dark side. Using camera traps, forensic scientists have captured unprecedented photos of deer munching on the skeletal remains of a human carcass.
Damn. That's a fucking metal deer.
So, on its own, the behavior is noteworthy enough, but the finding can prove useful to forensic scientists conducting murder investigations. They have to determine the age of the corpses and various states of decay. Much of the research in this field is done so-called body farms, where forensic scientists are able to study human decomposition in detail over prolonged time spans. Hmm. In the new study, Daniel J. Westcott deposited a human corpse in a forested area of the 24-acre Forensic Anthropology Research Facility, or FARF, in San Marcos, Texas. Barf. By the way, the university accepts whole-body human donations for forensic research.
That's...
God, imagine that. It's like, did you have a funeral? Where's he buried? we actually buried him in a school ground. The researchers are hoping to study how various scavengers disrupt human remains and then record the unique signatures left by each animal.
Huh.
Armed with this sort of data, the scientists can better determine the age of the remains. To that end, they set up a camera trap and were fully expected to see images of foxes, raccoons, coyotes, and various birds. Around 190 days after the body was deposited, by which time the corpse was reduced to a mere skeleton, an unexpected visitor arrived on the scene, a single white-tailed deer. In photos, the deer could clearly be seen gnawing away on the skeletal remains. A few days later, the deer came back, or it could have been another deer, the researchers aren't entirely sure. This time, photos show what appeared to be the rib bone dangling from the deer's mouth.
Oh, man.
Contrary to popular opinion, deer are not true herbivores. Back in 2015, scientists learned that some deer like to pluck and eat baby birds directly from the nest. I had no fucking clue.
That's dark. That's metal.
Deer have been observed to eat fish, bats, and dead rabbits.
Huh.
The animals are highly adaptable. They can go into scavenger or carnivore modes when the need arises, especially when their usual source of nutrition are absent.
Huh.
The bone-gnawing deer are probably trying to access dietary minerals.
Huh. That bird thing is pretty crazy. If I saw that with my own eyes, I'd be speechless. What? What the hell did I just see?
It's crazy. All right. You know what? I'm going to pull an executive decision and cut that story. We already talked a really long time about forensics, and I don't want to talk a really long time about genetics. I want to keep people engaged. All right, Andy, that'll do it for technology. Let's move into new real stuff.
All around the world.
Oh, great Odin's Raven.
And Florida.
It's so damn hot.
This is news.
Man allegedly shoots squirrel with a bow and arrow for giving him a look. A man from Staten Island in New York.
Oh, I was just going to ask if this is Florida.
Is facing animal cruelty charges after prosecutors say he killed a squirrel with a bow and arrow for a patently absurd reason.
What?
Jonathan Mangia told investigators that he shot and killed the animal on Tuesday because it, quote, gave him a look. He said he also threw rocks at the squirrel to scare it away from his home. The squirrel then gave me a look and I took it personal. He says, allegedly, the squirrel was able to flee and remove the arrow from its body. It is unclear whether that is true, but environmental conservation officers spotted the animal dead, covered in blood, and noticed blood near the window of his property.
What if that squirrel looked him straight in the fucking eyes and just took the arrow out? It's like he fucking looked at me weird again.
So, that is considered illegal hunting. He's not hunting in a place where he should be hunting.
Oh, hunters.
He is due to appear in court on June 27th. Hey, did you know that June 25th, my birthday, is a podcast day?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No. Birthday. Alcohol is a great painkiller, says the most obvious study ever.
Yeah.
According to London's Greenwich University, patients who had a blood alcohol level of 0.08% have a higher pain threshold and reduction in pain intensity.
Have you ever just gotten on YouTube and typed in drunk people stunts? You don't even need a clinical study for that. You can just look at that and be like, yeah, that guy can withstand a lot of pain.
Alcohol's pain-killing effects are comparable to codeine, and find that it's more powerful than generic Tylenol.
Yeah. I can't take two Tylenol and then get hit in the back with a chair, but I can chug a bottle of vodka and take a chair to the back like a champ.
They were quick to tell Huffington Post that the study didn't directly compare booze to any of the over-the-counter drugs. I don't know if, I was going to say, the study seems pretty small to be like, oh, well, this is correct, this is the result, because they only studied 18 out of 404 subjects.
Oh, that is a really small number. Huh.
Yeah. But history would also show that they're probably right. Well, I mean, in like the Civil War, it would give you shots of whiskey and then cut your leg off.
Here you go, bruh. You're not going to notice a thing. Did you get that lamp in the corner from Target?
No, I got it from Walmart.
Oh, okay. That looks exactly like the ones we got from Target.
And they're a pretty common lamp, though.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, I got it for like $8 or something.
Yeah,
it's
I think it was like 15 cheap. Or something.
Yeah. A hot glue gun triggers a 4-hour lockdown at Colgate University. Colgate University went on lockdown and students were ordered to shelter in a place for hours while police investigated reports of a gunman on the upstate New York campus. But the threat turned out to be a student using a glue gun for an art project. The campus lockdown occurred after reports that someone had entered the O'Connor Campus Center while carrying what witness believed to be a weapon. Some Colgate students expressed concern about the suspected overreactions to the incident on their campus because the student with the glue gun was African American.
Oh, God.
God. Rumors spread that there were two gunmen and one had committed suicide. How the fuck does that even start? It's just some dude in an art room with a glue gun. Shortly after early reports about sightings concerning a weapon around 8 p.m., the administrators tweeted, "There is an armed person at the coop. Find a safe space and remain indoors. If you are off campus, stay away." The coop is a dining hall on campus.
Jesus.
During the lockdown, students in campus dorms were advised to keep their lights off to avoid attracting attention. The college finally lifted the shelter-in-place order before midnight. Although after thorough investigation, and with the assistance of the person in question, law enforcement identified the individual as a student who was using a glue gun for an art project, confirmed the misunderstanding, and released the campus from lockdown.
That's just absurd.
My God. We understand that this has been a very upsetting evening on many levels. Students who wish to gather at the chapel together can do so tonight at 12:30 a.m. No, actually, it was only upsetting because they probably had to stay in lockdown for so long.
Yeah.
But, like...
I got finals!
But, like, as soon as you're off of lockdown, you're probably like, all right, that was stupid.
Yeah.
They're worried what could have happened to the guy with the glue gun. This is one of those situations where they're like, if only there was a good guy with a glue gun. Could you imagine that, though, if they were like, hey, there's a guy with a gun on campus, he looks like this, and, like, someone saw him holding the glue gun, and they had a gun, and they pulled it out and shot him, and then it turns out, oh, there was just
a glue gun. Well, I guess I'm going to jail.
Yep. Crazy. Andy, that will do it for this episode of 3A Combo Podcast.
Just this episode, though.
Just this episode. We'll have others. Hopefully. So remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3acombopodcast, twitter.com/3acombopc, search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast, and email us your mom's nudes at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com.
Still question you, but still we got to protect them.
So for Andy, this is Matt, signing out.